Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because of you. Because
stop the downloading on the internet.
Nope. This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's yeah. Right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
Well, I'm waiting for this guy right here to call me. Probably heard of him before. He's kind of a big deal. His name's Chris Tomlin. He's got a new album coming out. He's got a children's book that just came out. And I think he's calling us right now. Good morning.
Hello, is this Star?
It is. Hi. Is this Chris?
Hey, it's Chris Tomlin. Hi. Yeah.
Hey, Chris Tomlin. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're excited to have you back in New Mexico this weekend, Saturday night. You're going to be at the Inn of the Mountain Gods Resort.
Yes. Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a little while, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, before we really kick this interview off, I saw you for the first time a few years ago at the Santa Ana Star Center. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd never been to a Chris Tomlin show before. I didn't know what to expect. And my wife and I walk in, and we just immediately started crying. And we didn't stop crying the entire night. It was insane. I've never experienced that before.
Is that a good thing?
It really was. Yeah, it sounds like it could be a bad thing. But no, it was like one of those, I mean, the Holy Spirit was thick.
Thank you.
I've never felt that presence before. Mm. And I had to tell you that.
Man, thank you. It's so encouraging to hear that, you know, because you don't know sometimes what's going on in people's lives or what they're sensing and what you're sensing. And so that's really encouraging. Thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, my wife, when I look back, you know, a few years ago, we were going through some trials. And that night, it was like everything just kind of drifted away. And we just worshiped God and just had such a great time. So thanks for what you do,
awesome.
Man. You know,
yeah, man. Thank you.
Let's talk about the new album real quick. October 21st, Never Lose Sight comes out.
Yes.
What can we expect?
Man, well, obviously you can expect Good Father. It's everybody's asking, where's that album? Where's that song? You know, where do I buy that album with that song on it? And this is the album. It's the lead track, so people should be hopefully very familiar with that song by now. And what a special song that is. And that's the opening song of the record. It sets the bar pretty high for the rest of the album. But the album is full of songs of worship, you know, just like you're talking about in the concerts, just that would connect people to God in such a special way. The record is called Never Lose Sight. It comes from a song called The God of Calvary, which may be my favorite song right now on the album. And it's from a bridge of the bridge of the song.
Mm.
There's a lyric that says, if I never, never lose sight of this place, I will never, never lose sight of your grace. And I'm speaking about the cross there. It says the cross is all I need to see. Praise the God of Calvary. And it's just these reminders, just a reset button kind of song of like, this is what it's all about. This is the reason the Star exists. This is the reason Christian music exists. This is the reason the church exists. This is the reason for everything is because of what Jesus has done. And I'll never lose sight of it, no matter what you're going through. that you never lose sight of the cross, never lose sight of the grace, the mercy of God, that God is a good Father, that what is seen is, what is unseen is greater than what's seen. With God, all things are possible. To never lose sight, no matter where you find yourself. And so it's a song of just a reset around the hope that we have in Jesus. And that's why I titled the album that, Never Lose Sight. It's a big idea, more than just this lyric. And I think the album is so deep, full of songs. I'm really proud of it. I love the way it sounds. It's a fresh sound for me and my albums. I think people are going to really love it. There's a lot of friends joining me on the album. Danny Gokey's on this album, on this record called on a song called Impossible Things. Kim Walker Smith is on there with me at the end of the album, and she's just, her voice amazing. My buddies Matt Redman, Matt Marr, Jason Ingram are on the album with me on a song. So it's got a lot of friends on there with me as well, and I can't wait for people to hear it. So October 21st, it's coming soon.
We're talking with Chris Tomlin right now. Chris, how have your struggles in life affected your worship personally?
That's a great question. Everybody goes through struggles. Everybody knows what it is to struggle. No one, I say this a lot, no one has it together. I don't have it all together. You don't have it all together. Listeners don't have it all together. But we worship a God who holds us together. And I think it's understanding that in our coming to our weakness, you know, the scripture says in our weakness, he is strong. And I definitely know my own weaknesses, know my own struggles. And it's in those places that you really find, you know, interestingly enough, that's the deepest parts of worship, you know, in the midst of struggles and hard times and you know, and seeing the grace of God in your life. And so I think everybody relates to that. Everybody knows that place, and you can, in struggles, you can turn inward into yourself and look for answers there. You can turn to God and say, Lord, I need you. Simply that. Lord, I need you. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. There's a song on the album called Kyrie Eleison, which is Greek for Lord, have mercy. And it's really that. It's a prayer. It's a song I wrote for our nation, really, for in our troubling times that we're in, in the world, of all the fear and all the struggles, to say, Lord, have mercy on us. And that simple prayer is a prayer that is so simple but so profound.
You know, you're, you know, definitely one of the greatest songwriters of our time. And I'm sure you've experienced writer's block, right? And if you have, how do you overcome that?
Writer's block is, I feel like I live in it most of the time. You know, it's just, songs don't just flow all the time, but I think the strength of my songs, the strength of what's happened over the last, 15 years of songwriting is collaboration. And I have an amazing group of guys that we have come together and we work together all the time. And there is such a strength in that, that we bounce each other, we sharpen each other, and we're always bringing song ideas and helping the songs form. And I idea might come from one of us one day and another from another day. And these guys are so, they're the same heart. They're very like-minded of trying to write songs to give voice to people to worship God. And so I think that's the strength, is like getting in and being very open-handed with your songs and like not saying, oh, this is just my song, this is what God gave me. Nobody speak into it, but it's like having friends that you trust speak into the songs. And it's created such a powerful, powerful thing over the last several years. And songs on my album, songs on other friends' albums that have all come from the same group of guys, it's pretty powerful.
Talk with Chris Tomlin right now. Chris, what non-Christian artists have inspired you artistically?
Oh, my goodness, what a great question. I would say Garth Brooks has been a big one, because I grew up in country music, on country music in Texas. And it's not so much, I mean, he has obviously a great songwriter and has songs that have really, like, people relate to a lot of his songs. But I think going to see him in concert, I remember leaving going, gosh, I was more watching the crowd than him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, I would pray for that someday, that because I was looking out and I saw every kind of age of person in the crowd. And I was realizing some of his music has touched 10-year-old to a 70-year-old, to a 50-year-old, to a 30-year-old. They're all in there, and everybody's singing the songs. And it's not just, oh, this is a cool teeny bopper, you know, band, or this is the songs that, you know, girls like, or this is the artist. But it seemed like everybody. And I was like, what an amazing thing. So it was very inspiring to see how music can cross generational lines and cultural lines and, you know, and genre lines. And I was like, gosh, worship is that. That is what worship is. The music is. It is so much bigger than an age group or a culture or a genre. It is our songs to God. So I was always inspired by that.
Oh, that's cool. Love that. So I reached out to my mom because I know she's a huge Chris Tomlin fan. So I asked her, I go, Mom, I'm going to be interviewing Chris Tomlin in about, you know, 10 minutes. Do you have a question? And she's so funny. She started freaking out and she goes, oh my gosh, he's so anointed. What, ask him what it's like when he's not touring the country.
That's a great question.
Okay, I mean,
it is good. And by the way, that your mom likes my music, that speaks to the generational thing. That's the thing I was talking about. I love it. That yeah, everybody, you know, any age group jumps on. That's what I always pray for. And, you know, when I'm not traveling, I spend a good bit of time on the road. But I have a family back home that I miss greatly. It makes it much harder to leave these days. I have a 5-year-old little girl, 2-year-old little girl. And their name is Ashlyn and Madison. In fact, today is my 2-year-old's birthday, and so we're going to celebrate when I get home this weekend. It's really a beautiful thing. I love being with my family, and that's where I'm focused. It's not because I'm gone a lot. You know, when I'm home, I'm home, and I'm with them, and focused there, and being a dad, and that's the real stuff. You know, that's the mm-hmm. stuff that. That's the real stuff that matters more than anything. So, I'm very blessed with my family.
Let's talk a little bit about this kid's book, Good Good Father, which came out on Tuesday.
Yes.
Talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is, speaking of kids, you know, my it was inspired by my little girls. I was reading them books, and we'd sing Good Good Father, the song, a lot. And it just seemed like it was just, I love how that song just so translates even to 2 and 3 year olds. They just get it, and I think it's such a powerful powerful song, obviously. And it was the opening line of the song, I've heard 1,000 stories of what they say you're like, that opening lyric that inspired this whole book. I thought, gosh, that's a children's book in that one line, in the sense of writing a song, writing a story about someone, a child trying to find out who God is. And everybody he runs into him is telling him a different story of who God is. And yet they're all telling him the same kind of things things that are true about God. You know, one group says he's a warrior. The other group says, no, he's a doctor. He healed us. We were sick. There's like, the other group says, no, he's not like that. He is a farmer. We were hungry and he gave us food. No, he's a teacher. No, he's a, and you know, you go on down the line and the little person's so confused and doesn't know and finally meets the king and starts asking him questions. Are you all these things? Are you this? And obviously the king's answering yes, mm-hmm. because I'm a father, and a father provides, a father protects, a father brings joy, brings laughter to his children. And so that's you. So that it formed into Tucker the Bear on his journey to see the king, and he meets all the different animals, and they tell him different stories of what the king is like. And so it's, I love this little book, and we just released it this week. It is... it's been quite a surprise. I never dreamed I'd be an author of a children's book, but you know, it just kind of downloaded to me one day. And so wrote it with my friend who wrote the song, Good Good Father, Pat Barrett. And so we're having a blast seeing this out in the marketplace now.
Chris, what's the last TV show that you binged watched?
My wife and I, we were so lame. We watched 60 Minutes.
Oh, come on. Really? 60 Minutes?
I'm serious. We love, like, all the little...
Oh, man.
We don't, it's always... We love all the little stories of people. Like, it always tells these interesting... It tells these interesting stories of, like, people you've never heard of and, like, what they do. Like, I just love all the documentary kind of shows. I don't really...
You just... Oh, my gosh. You sounded so old when you said that.
That's so terrible. That's why I know... That's so terrible. 60 Minutes. I know. The band makes fun of me all the time. It's like 60 Minutes. This is really bad. But I don't know. I don't know. I learned so much from it. I like it. I never watch TV, not because I'm against TV or anything like that. I mean, I watch every sports game. I guess I did binge on Saturday college football last week.
There you go.
But I love that. But I just don't ever. I don't know. I don't turn it on that much.
Yeah, so you don't do the Netflix. You don't stream anything now. Wow. Okay.
We have Netflix, and I've watched the show a couple of episodes. Chef's Table.
I've never seen that. I don't know.
It's pretty interesting. It's interesting about all these interesting restaurant guys who try to these chefs who all these the story's the same. You know, they kind of start this restaurant, they get to the bottom, and they about to lose it all, and then something happens, and it becomes this famous place, and it's pretty cool.
All right. Okay. Man, I never would have guessed that. That is just.
Well, what do you watch? Give me some. You know, you seem to be in the know, so give me some things that I need to watch.
Oh man, well, there's. I mean, the fall TV is kicked off, so on network TV, Lethal Weapon, the series just came out. MacGyver came out. Did you ever watch MacGyver back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
They just remade MacGyver, which actually the first couple episodes were pretty good. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I watch everything, really. I probably watch too much TV. I need to stop. But Chris Tomlin, man, we're excited. This Saturday, Into the Mountain Gods Resort. Man, thank you for what you do. God bless you. We'll see you Saturday night.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, Chris. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poke the bear.
That's right. You can show up, poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.